Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony. Thank you for coming.
And I am Corey.
And we have guests.
Yay, we have guests. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have John and Adisa. We haven't had a couple on in so long, and they are poly. So we're excited. Okay. And tonight we are going to play 21 questions. So I hope you guys are ready and willing to play with us.
Ooh. All right, before we get started, what is everyone drinking?
This is whiskey and coke.
Okay.
Whiskey and coke.
You drinking anything, Adisa?
No, I ate a gummy.
Okay.
That's good. That's an acceptable thing.
It mm-hmm. is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Corey, what you got going on over there tonight?
I just got a little red wine tonight. Taking it slow.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Look, Ebony?
I am back on my tequila. Okay. I love this. It is so smooth. This is like the best tequila I think I've ever had.
What's the name of that tequila?
It is called Hotel California. Mm. It was gifted to me for Christmas, straight out of Mexico.
I've never heard of
and
that.
And so, yeah, it's so smooth and wonderful.
It's out of Mexico and it's called California. What?
Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Look,
there is a Baja California in Mexico. So probably has something to do with that. I'm not certain, but there is a Baja California. Okay. Went wine tasting there last summer. I am drinking some Riesling, a German Riesling, this evening.
German Riesling.
Cold or room temperature?
I actually chilled it, but normally it's room temperature because I really don't like cold wine. But I went wine tasting this week. I mean, went to a wine festival this weekend, so I've just been a whole wino the whole weekend.
I believe
it's still collecting. Mm-hmm. So John and Adisa, say it again.
Thunderbird and Great Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's from back in the
not
day.
Not Thunderbird. Do they still sell the Thunderbird?
They do still sell. I got some over here right now.
Oh
wow!
And they sell all the old school.
They still do
beverages. So John and Adisa, we thank you guys for coming on the show. And let's get into these 21 questions. And again, the rules for 21 questions, normally you cannot pass on any question. You must answer all the questions. There may be your response may spark an extra question that is not a part of the 21 questions. And this is the first time that we've ever had a couple do the 21 questions. So this should be very interesting.
Okay.
Let's get this party started. Yes. All right.
What name?
So, John, is it okay for Adisa to fuck your best friend?
No.
No?
No.
Adisa, is it okay if John fucks your best friend?
No.
No? Okay. So, y'all have limits. Like, boundaries. No friends.
No, I ain't saying you can fuck any of my friends. We got my best
friend. It's not the best one.
That I've had since the sixth grade.
Uh-uh. That would be awkward. That's like because
she's like
family.
My sister.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Nah.
Okay, all right.
The other friends, that's fair game.
Ain't no friends, ain't no fun.
It's long
as we can't have none. Yes,
yeah. Anybody else though? I'm cool with.
Cool.
All right. Funny question. Would you rather burp or fart every time you have an orgasm?
Ooh.
Burp
or fart? Probably burp.
All right. Both of y'all burping.
Both of y'all burping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that other one, I'd be like, let me out of here. Let me out.
So, John, if your dick could make a sound every time it got hard, what would that sound be?
Cha-ching. Cha-motherfucking ching. I mean, shit, Adisa? I remember that shit. Well, before you even said that shit, I knew where it was coming from. I ain't never heard these questions before, but that's too easy. I said that shit when
that's
I was...
That's too easy? It's too easy?
I said that shit when Adisa, I was 13 years old.
Every time your pussy got wet, what sound would it make?
Macaroni and a pot.
Yes! She said it already makes the sound. Hey. Yes. Okay. I'm here for it. All right. Would you rather get married to who you are currently? Well, no, you guys are married. I can't ask that question. Okay. What's something you can say at a drive-through that you can also say during sex?
A drive-through. Oh, that's a good one. Probably.
Yeah, what?
You want all this meat?
You gonna say that?
At the drive-through.
So if I'm gonna drive through, if I'm sitting there, we fucking, I'm gonna ask you, do you want all this meat?
No, it's not what you, it's not, no. But something if, that you can say at the drive through.
All right, that's what I'm asking. If I'm at McDonald's, I'm gonna say, do you want all this meat?
You gonna go up to the window to get your food and say, do you want all this meat?
Hell yeah.
And don't ask John the question.
See. Okay, Adisa, what about you? What's something that you can say at the drive through that you can also say during sex?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Can you give me some napkins because I'm wet?
Yeah.
Give me some napkins
because
I'm wet.
Yeah.
Give me some extra napkins because I'm wet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
one. Ooh, that's dripping on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, that's salty.
All right, Adisa, how do you let somebody know that you are attracted to them?
I just tell them. I'm too old to beat around the bush. I'm like, is we fucking or not?
Okay. How about you, John?
What are we gonna do?
I wouldn't come out that direct. It's different for a man than it is for a woman. I'm probably ask the what's the question again?
How would you let somebody know you're
How would you let somebody know that you're attracted to them?
I'll probably tell them.
You sure it's pretty.
I ain't gonna say it like that. Like I'm fucking Forrest Gump or some shit. No.
Yeah.
But no, but I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna come out because I'm direct. I don't like beating around the bush and stuff. I'm just gonna come out and just say what's on my mind. I mean, it's either you're gonna shoot me down or you're gonna say it's just a yes or no. I'm gonna survive either way.
Well, you're prettier than a dog stuck in a hooter field.
Why y'all think I'm so cute?
You're from Dolomite.
John, would you allow Adisa to get an erotic massage from a male masseuse?
Yes.
That's a no-brainer.
Adisa, would you allow John?
Why would that be a no-brainer? Mm-hmm. I could be one of those self-centered, passive men that ain't no man gonna touch my woman. There's no massage stuff.
So will you allow Adisa to have sex with another male?
Nah.
He lying. Yes.
Truth or untruth? Yes, no, for real.
It's a yes.
It's a yes.
It's a yes. Okay. All right. Some men won't, you know, some poly couples.
Yeah.
It's a one dick policy.
Now, I have been in relationships before John where it was like that. And then when I met John, he said, well, that's selfish. Like, I can be with other women.
Very.
But he's the first man that I've been in a relationship with that was open to whatever I wanted.
John, you're a great man.
You are.
Well, thank you.
You're a great man, honey.
Right on.
It's a lot of men that won't.
And that makes no
sense. All right, John.
Agreed.
Oh, go ahead. You said it makes no sense. It's not. It's super selfish.
It is.
It's super selfish. And then, you know, I've had people say, well, you're bisexual, so you're getting the best of both worlds. And I'm like, I'm only getting your dick, though. Like, mm-hmm. you're right. getting my pussy and her pussy. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting her pussy and your dick. Where's my extra dick?
Mm-hmm. I feel that way too. And I don't like when couples, like, if they come to our parties and we start talking about dynamics and he'll say, oh, she doesn't want to play with any other men. I'm like, but why are you the only one that's saying that? Like, she's never said that. You'll speak up for her and say she doesn't want another man. She doesn't play with men.
It's usually black men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't want her to be with the other. It isn't that she doesn't want another man. You don't want her to be.
Yeah.
That's how you should say it.
Majority of white men don't care. Black men are the ones that have such a huge, huge stereotype and homophobic idea about the lifestyle, is that they feel like that they Peter Weeder is the best in the whole wide world. You don't want none. And so the woman says, well, I know how jealous my man is, so I'm not going to do anything that's going to disrupt our relationship. And I understand that, because women are more nurturing than men are. So a woman is going to carry that fucking man over her shoulders and make sure he's going to be the best man he is, even though in the back of her mind, he ain't shit.
I can carry you and you be the best man ever. But if we're in a situation and it's another dick involved, I'm going to get the dick. But you're still the best man, but I'm going to get this dick too, just like you got this extra pussy.
Right. Like, the thing of it is, though, is from what we've seen, we've been in the lifestyle about 10 years now, is that most women are not going to jeopardize a good man, which is rare. A good man that will work his ass off and not going to call in, take care of home, this, that, and the other, for some outside dick.
But is he a good man if he's not allowing you to be fulfilled like he's fulfilled?
It all depends on how you view it. If you view it that our relationship is based off threesomes, lifestyle shit, then yeah, I understand that. But if it's just we do what we do in the lifestyle and everything else is just play, extra, this, that, and the other, then it's not warranted. Because me and Adisa talked about this years ago, that if it ever comes to a point where I'm tired of being in this lifestyle, we're not going to find a girlfriend, we're not going to find a sister wife. It's just like it is what it is. I'm done. Because at the end of the day...
But because you're done, does she have to be done?
No. No.
Good.
Hell no.
Good answer.
Are y'all looking for a sister wife?
I am. He ain't.
Because...
She don't want a sister wife. If she's bisexual, bisexual women don't want a sister wife. They want a girlfriend or a wife. A sister wife is somebody that only fucks him and don't fuck you. Like, she don't want a sister wife.
Said she wanted a sister wife.
I'm okay with that. Like, we have women that have been in our lives that weren't bi, that they were strictly for him. And I'm cool with that.
I ain't.
I'm
about to be the only one getting pussy in this house.
But we don't have to date the same woman.
Right.
Like, true. He can have a woman that's not with me, that's only with him.
So, like, we're
just like, if I'm with a man, the man's not with him. He's only with me. So why should the woman have to be with both
right,
of us?
Right, because I don't get down like that or whatever. So if that's what it is, okay, I'm not going to sit up there and lay up in the bed and we sort of sing Kumbaya and shit every fucking night. But that's the same thing. So, like, we have a friend of ours, and she's like 99% lesbian, but she is drawn more toward Adisa. I have never been with her, and that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, oh, wait. 99% yeah. I'm not going to sit up there and say, oh, wait a minute. If you come up here and stay up with us, that you're going to have to do this and the other. That's just not fair. You know what I mean? So we known couples that the only way they bring a female in is she buy. I don't think that's fair.
It's got to be because I'm sorry. That's not fair. It is fair.
No, it's not.
It is. You know why it's fair? It's because in each relationship, what makes it fair is in each relationship, you guys set your own boundaries and your own rules and standards of things. And in my relationship, if we have someone come into our bedroom, that is someone for us to share together. And if you have somebody that you would like to date that is not interested in me, then that is a relationship that you need to have outside of our bedroom, because our bedroom is for us. So for that reason, it is not selfish. But right. You know, I don't have a problem with my partner dating and having sex with another woman. But y'all can't come to our bedroom and have that sex. Just like I would not invite a male into our bedroom and have sex with him either. That's our bed. The only people that are going to come in our bed is someone who we are sharing together.
What about your pussy in your mouth? That don't count either?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. No, I know. I'm just saying because I've heard this so many times before. So it's interesting you should say that. Everyone's dynamics are their dynamics. Let me put that out there.
Right.
So whatever makes your household work, that's fine. But some females don't want another woman to cook in their kitchen. But it's okay for that man to go out and spend money at a five-star restaurant. So
if she want to come here and cook, she can come and cook. I don't have no problem with that, but I get what you're saying. But yeah, it's just, I mean, that's just me personally. Like, right. I don't feel like that's selfish or anything. Like, cause my partner he's allowed to do whatever he would like to do, but it's not in here. Like not in our home. Our home is our sanctuary.
Right.
So anyone that comes here is for us.
I mean, I get it. I mean, and that's fine because that's y'all dynamics. So y'all dynamics mm-hmm. work good for you. And
yeah, so I would not have have sex with a lesbian in my home that ain't gonna take a dick. She gonna have to take a dick.
That's good. That's y'all dynamics. So you would definitely put the air mattress on the floor. I think that was question number three. So let me ask you this then. So if you have the lesbian chick and she is really into you. Mm-hmm. And then your man finds a woman that is not bi or lesbian, and that's his chick. Would you be okay with that?
Absolutely. It just can't happen in our home.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
You can go to her house. I can go to her house. You know what I'm saying? It's not, those things aren't going to happen in our home.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? If it's not a joint effort in our home, it don't happen. I'm not gonna just invite somebody over to our home who's not interested in having sex with the both of us. I'm not, and he's not.
Hold on one minute, y'all. This motherfucker is so sexy. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, we back. What's wrong? What happened?
All right, next question. Would you rather get an erection every time you see a man or ejaculate pre-cum every time you see an elderly woman?
Wait a minute, Ebony messed me up because she said something. Say it again now. You said, what about coming in her throat?
Would you rather get an erection every time you see a man or ejaculate pre-cum every time you see an elderly woman?
I like older women.
Yeah, remember he already said that. He likes some old.
Yeah, 96 and above, goddamn. 96.
Shit. Oh, You know, he like, oh, the woman, he was over here and tonguing down Cotton.
Hey, don't say nothing about Cotton.
I told him that's who he should have invited to the party.
Don't say nothing about Cotton.
Hey, amen. <Don't> say-
you was over there tonguing down Cotton.
Tonguing down. Hell
yeah. Went back, what?
Went back in for seconds.
What? Twice.
You said twice.
Twice. Hell yeah. I would have stayed over there that night if Ebony hadn't told me, now you can't sit in there and talk to my mama like that. Get out of here. She got jealous as hell. Ooh, Ebony got so jealous. Ooh, we just saw your friend.
Ebony, you was jealous?
Yeah.
One thing I'm not is a cock blocker.
She pulled my shirt.
Exactly.
And the first thing I was going to do was make sure I give you a good whipping, because you was a bad, bad little girl.
Ooh.
She was a bad host.
Yes, I'm
a good host.
She gonna sit up there and keep all them secrets from me from Cotton. I was like, Lord have mercy, who is this damn woman? Him. Oh, how's she doing, by the way?
She doing good.
You just liked her because she was tall.
No.
No.
Oh, she was dressed cute, girl. She was being fast.
She was not. Don't you sit there talking? Oh, she's there talking about her like that. Don't you do that? No. So it really. So even though her skin tone and her, really, I was attracted more by her charisma. She was confident than a motherfucker. She didn't give a shit what the hell she did. And that shit was a fucking turn on for me, goddamn. Turn on, you hear me? Shit.
He's so Adisa, he fucked the shit out of you when y'all got home.
Hell yeah, goddamn. This is what I'm gonna do to you, Cotton, goddammit.
He was like, did you see me? I was trying to grab Cotton Titty when she came in for a kiss.
I was like, Jesus.
I went too far. My manly instincts kicked in.
Oh God.
All right, John. Who had you sprung? Give only initials.
Shit. Adisa, now what was her initials? Adisa.
AP.
APA.
No, I'm like, shit.
Got you out here acting a fool. Who was her initials?
I guess we're gonna say AP.
Ain't no guess.
I guess we're gonna.
Ain't no guess.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, Adisa, who has you out here acting a fool?
Nobody. I am always cool, calm, and collected.
Adisa. You ain't never been
I called.
You ain't never been dickmatized or mesmerized.
Nope.
Nope.
I already know John was, because what we haven't mentioned on these tonight is that Adisa brought him into the lifestyle. So you know he was sprung off that puss.
From the first day.
What? If that is the case, if you introduce him to the lifestyle, I believe it. I believe it was AP. I believe it 100%.
100%.
So when I met John, I told him, I do not believe in monogamy. I think it's unnatural. I like women. That's not going to change. And he was like, well, I've never dealt with a woman like you, so I don't know how I feel about all of this, but I'll give it a shot. So he started coming over, and I put him on a schedule so he could come and see me Wednesday when he got off work, and he could come and see me Saturday morning at 10.
And
I would just unlock the door when it was his time to come over and tell him to lock the door on his way out. I didn't know what kind of car he drove. I didn't know where he lived. Didn't know anything. But he couldn't spend the night. He couldn't stay and cuddle. He couldn't take a shower.
Get your ass up and get out.
Yep, that was it. When we're done, you got to go. Immediately.
Ebony, you sure said that mighty aggressively.
I did. I'm an aggressive submissive.
You don't seem very aggressive to me. You seem more submissive.
You don't know me.
When I first saw you at your house, you was a great host now. Great host.
He about to do a lot of lying right now on this. Y'all pay attention.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
And we started our relationship, our first date in a relationship, when we agreed to try the relationship, we went to a lifestyle party.
Ooh.
She called horse me into that.
Well, it was sound like it was great coercion because you're still there.
Yeah. Almost 10 years later, we still there.
It's all beautiful. Right, we have made it to our 21st question.
Dang.
And our 21st question is, if your ex spoke to your new boo.
Uh-oh. We just talked about this.
Why would your ex say y'all broke up? John.
If my ex...
talked to me and told me. What would you tell me why I broke up?
Because John is a
liar. He got a little lying problem.
No. probably
storyteller.
Probably that I can be an asshole and I don't have patience.
You don't have patience?
Very little. I've learned.
That's your sign, John.
I've learned patience with Adisa now.
He's I've on the cusp. That.
But back in the day, if somebody had dropped a glass on the floor and I just mopped the glass, I'm done. I mean, mopped the floor, I'm done. Get your shit, get out of my house. Because back in the day, if I was with dating someone, I always had three or four in the background. So I wasn't really worried about it. That's back then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, my ex, I mean, hell, we had a threesome with my ex. So.
Oh, thanks to me. The woman that was, it was me. She was living there before I moved in. So she was the last woman that John lived with right before me. So she called him and I'm like, what does she look like? And he showed me a picture and I was like, hey, she cute, invite her over. She's the same one that would tell him, hey, can you move and let Adisa do that?
Yeah.
She was cool, though. She took us out to eat, took us to the movie.
She treated me, she treated us better than she did when it was just me and her.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So when
that means that's probably what was missing in y'all relationship. She needed a little Adisa in her life.
Yeah, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? That tontastic. But
had a lot of your exes.
A lot.
Damn. Like
probably the last six women he was with.
Yeah.
Because
the thing of it is, so Adisa has the gift of gab, and she's a fucking beautiful ass woman for one thing. So I think the biggest thing was for me was that what is my ex going to say in order to try to get back into the fold. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You thought she was going to try to throw salt in the game.
Right, because I told her, I said, well, listen, if you come over and stuff like that or whatever, just I don't want you to say shit about, you know, our arguments and that because I really like this woman and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Except, hey, John, you know, I'm fine. She never did or whatever. But then, like, after the third ex we got with, I didn't give a fuck because I knew I wasn't going nowhere. I didn't want to go anywhere. I was already in love. You know what I mean? So it didn't matter about any of the bullshit.
That AP put on you.
That AP.
Right. So I was like, you know what? It didn't matter. And it doesn't even matter now. Because, like, we're so honest and so open. Like, she's my best friend and shit. So what? I don't have shit to hide no more. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I had three cell phones, two pages, all that bullshit. Why? I mean, Adisa know every fucking Facebook, my every account to access password it is that I have. I ain't got a goddamn thing to hide. It is what it is. I don't
know. It's really, I mean, and that's, really that's because beautiful... you guys are in a transparent relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. Most monogamous relationships, you aspire to have a transparent relationship, but feelings get in the way. You don't want to hurt them. You don't want to be disrespectful. When you are in a polyamorous relationship, not all, but majority of them are based off of and thrive off of transparency. So you do have the capabilities to be able to share your passwords and things like that. Because, you know, if you see somebody that you want to fuck, you'd be like, I want to fuck them. You know what I'm saying? And then most, and in a monogamous relationship, that is not allowed. So therefore, you know, you're not going to have that level of openness and transparency.
You know what? And it's really a beautiful dynamic. You know, I've been around people in the lifestyle probably for longer than it was okay to be in the lifestyle. And I've seen the different dynamics, but I think yours and Adisa's, John, is probably the most beautiful I've seen. And Shari's, because y'all, it's two different understandings, and everybody has their way they work, and y'all have both John and Adisa and Shari and the artiste, y'all all made it work for y'all. And it's really beautiful just to watch the dynamics and the flows and everything. And I've seen a little bit more openness in John and Adisa because I've seen them up close and I've seen him interact with Cotton and those things. Yeah. But it's just a really, but it's just really, really just a beautiful thing to see. And like, I'm so glad that I got to meet y'all and talk to y'all when I did. And I'm glad that y'all got to meet me to see that, you know, everybody, even though we're not in the lifestyle, we're super open. Right. And I'm super open. I know that was probably a concern. One of the things that we talked about wasn't really a concern for John. But I was like, you know, I'm not in the lifestyle, but I was in a relationship for a very long time with a woman. And I've had other relationships with women throughout the past. So it's just a beautiful thing. Like, so y'all, what y'all have is really beautiful. And I'm just honored on the outside, you know, to be able to look at it.
You know, the biggest thing, I think it wasn't a negative concern. It's just that a lot of times, you meet someone for the first time and you don't know if they are accepting of what you believe in and what you know, well, why would you get married? Or why would you be in a relationship? And why would you bring somebody in the house? Isn't that crazy to bring somebody that could possibly be toxic? But if your relationship, like our relationship, is super bonded and tight, mm-hmm. like we've been through it. I've never been married before. I got married when I was 40 years old. I didn't even believe in marriage. You know what I mean? So for this to be as open and wonderful as it is, I don't see another way to live. I really don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't see another. I mean, if this is your first experience with it and the person that you're with has everything you need and takes care of all of your wants and allows you to be your whole.
That's the thing, Ebony, about a polyamorous relationship. That person doesn't fulfill all of your wants and needs. That's the reality of polyamory. You can't find a person that is going to fulfill everything. Right. And putting
Yeah, I understand that part. But what I'm saying is, you have met that person that allows you to be your whole complete self and allows you to be free. And in that instant, that person is the person that ultimately, in my point of view, that person does complete you because they're letting you grow out and be your whole true self.
Right.
And if you have, that's the way that I look at it, and that, I mean, that's my definition of it. How y'all want a definition and be free and all, whatever you say, I don't know, because whatever. Be that. But for me,
I want to be your best friend. Mm-hmm. I want to be his best friend.
Oh, baby.
And I'm like, I've seen you interact with your friends when you're with your homeboys and y'all see a chick walk by that got a big ass, big titties, y'all talking about her. It shouldn't be different when you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, your friends shouldn't be privy to this part of you that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That should be something we decide to spend our life together. That should be how we are with each mm-hmm. other. So you shouldn't have to look down when a pretty chick walk by. You shouldn't have to avert your eyes. Like, I think that's crazy. Like, men want to put on glasses and try and sneak a peek. Like, just because we're married, you're not going to go blind. You're not going to stop being like,
your dick ain't going to fall off because you look at somebody. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I'll be trying to go buy him a drink. I will encourage all the shenanigans.
Me too.
With my partner. And, you know, and he looks, I look, he comments, I comment. Like, we high five. I dare you to go over there. Like, we done dared each other. Like, right. You know, so, you know, having that dynamic or that relationship, that comfortability with that person that you're with, it just, I mean, it does make for a very happy home. I mean, to be honest, because I don't want you to not, I get that. Like, I want you to be you all the time. If you, mm-hmm. you should not have to adjust who you are when you come in this door or when we walk outside together, mm-hmm. when we holding hands. If we holding hands, I know, I've seen women with their expressions because he is making eye contact, you know, with them and he's holding my hand. I've seen the look of, oh my God, he's so disrespectful. Mm. But I've been supporting all shenanigans. I done already saw you before he saw you. I might have pointed you out to him. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You know, so, you know, I think that there are people, I mean, it is becoming more normal. So I just can't wait for a time that it's not going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I don't ever want anybody to feel to be disrespectful and just walk up to him and be like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But I don't mind if, hey, excuse me, but, you know, is this your man? He is gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Or this is your wife? She's beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or you, I encourage that. You know, the disrespect is different. But, you know, I can't wait for it's a time that there's someone that is okay with approaching you guys as a couple and offering a compliment and it not being, don't be disrespectful. You know how people are. Like, I cannot wait for the day.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be that, you know, that would be a wonderful thing. It's going to be extremely, extremely hard because you're always are going to have that one person that wants what you have. Mm-hmm. And even though you're open with everything and you tell them this, you tell them that, you bring them to your home and all this other kind of shit, there's still going to be something that says, I can get this man, mm-hmm. I can get this woman with what I have to offer because I feel like I'm better in some kind of way than he or she is. Yeah. So that's the shit there. I'm sorry, I'm making you weep.
You're just speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Amen.
I had one of your, one of the wives or your friends was saying, I don't know how you do it. I could not share my man with another woman. And I told her,
but you probably are. You.
That's what
she
I told
probably her. Don't even know she's sharing.
I know the woman that I'm sharing my husband with and you don't.
Right. Mm. I just found out that Evan know what you taste like. So, I mean, shit, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, y'all ain't that damn transparent. Nah, this way.
Coach.
You said you saw some.
Right, like, damn. I said, okay, well, shit, I missed that memo.
While you was kissing on Coach.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'm still getting.
I'm going to check that damn email and shit. Like, what? Okay, all right, I got you. See ya.
Well, I just want to say that we really thank you too for joining the show, coming on. We cannot wait to have you guys on our our versus. Raw and respectful show. And do y'all want to tell everybody how to follow y'all, or do y'all not want people to follow y'all? Like, what do y'all want? What would y'all like to share y'all information?
I don't know what you kids do with following this stuff. I honestly, I don't.
Do you have an Instagram or Facebook? No? Okay. All right.
Facebook is John N, just the N, Adisa.
Put them on yours, okay. Because I don't check my stuff enough for that. I don't care about that stuff for real. I only reason I got on or whatever for a couple of things just so I can watch Natural Geographic.
I can't.
All right.
But now that I have the information, I'm gonna friend y'all because I don't have y'all's information. Y'all left here tonguing my mama down, and I didn't even get the information. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
gonna. She okay?
So it's John N. Adisa.
That's John's page. Mine is just Adisa Pruitt.
Okay, cool.
Well, look, we really enjoyed y'all. I guess the segment is over and stuff. We'll be looking for the check in the mail. We really enjoyed you guys. And if there's anything
all right. else,
if there's anything else or whatever, I'm going on what Ebony said via.
Well, she must be paying you out of her paycheck.
Why everybody okay. keep putting everybody else on?
First off, let's
the net told me that Ebony's gonna. Huh?
You said what?
You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback and comments and the show ideas. Ebonites, you know how I love your advice requests, so please keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Please make sure that you are watching us on YouTube. Rate us, leave us a review. Get in that message box on Thursdays when we upload the episode so that y'all can chat with us
some messages Thursday this morning week.
By 8
Everybody
o'clock.
Love the episode.
You think
yeah,
so?
It was really good. So leave us a review, select the notification bell so that you are notified every Thursday when we upload new episodes, Naturally Unbothered podcast on YouTube. John, put that shit in your phone. I know you didn't do it before. I saw Adisa do it. I watched it.
Naturally Unbothered podcast.
Don't make me use the N-word on here. I'm not trying to use the N-word on here. So please take care of that for me.
I didn't use the N-word, did I?
No.
If you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, we have tees, we have shot glasses. All right. Shot glasses, we have coffee mugs, tanks, tees, hats, everything you could possibly want. So please go to www.naturallyunbothered.org. .com. I don't know why I said org.
www.naturallyunbothered.com.
That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. Yo, if y'all want to know exactly what me and Adisa did at the party, or if y'all want to know exactly how far John's legs can be thrown back, please call 205-308-8304. That's 205-308-8304. And most importantly, I need y'all, if y'all have not heard anything else I've said tonight, come closer. Are you closer? Yeah, come closer, John. Tell your friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
All right. You close as you can be.
Yeah, you can back up now.
All right, y'all. So until next time, thank you for joining us, and we'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my goodness, here I go with the can't stop the show.